In this audio program, you will learn how to sense your luminous energy field that surrounds the physical body. You will learn the shaman's medicine wheel, which is a map through the four steps of knowledge and power in order to become a healer. You will learn how to live in harmony with the earth and how living in harmony with the earth brings us into a healing relationship with ourselves. You will learn that you're not separate from nature and how to discover your connections to nature and to your own inner nature. You will learn how to identify and heal imprints in your luminous energy field that predispose us to disease. When we heal imprints at the level of the blueprint, the physical body changes. You will learn universal truths and principles that are shared by all traditional cultures around the earth, from the Tibetans to the Chinese to the sub-Saharan African to the Aboriginal peoples of Australia, but that are founded on the shamanic medicine practices of the Americas. These are the practices of our land, of our mountains, of our rivers, of our people. You will learn how you can heal disease before it appears in the physical body. You will learn how you can address the heart conditions, the breast conditions that may be transmitted from one generation to the next. You will learn how you can heal disease before it appears in the physical body by clearing the template that informs and organizes the body. You will learn to lose your fear of death and that there's no such thing as death, that on the other side of life, there's only life. You will learn about the energy systems in the body, including the chakras. And you will learn about two chakras that are not described in traditional systems, which are the eighth and the ninth. The eighth chakra, which is what we call the soul, that resides outside the physical body, but within the luminous energy field, and the ninth chakra, which is what we refer to as spirit, that resides at the very heart of the universe. You will learn about power animals, how to connect with our own instinctual nature by establishing a dialogue with a spirit animal or power animal that will accompany you throughout the rest of your life. You will learn the process of soul retrieval, how we can recover a part of ourselves that has been lost as a result of pain or trauma. You will also learn the practices of destiny retrieval, of how we can journey forward along our timeline to identify a future healed state that can begin to inform the present. So, for example, Nightingale Conant believes that this audio series will be complete when we finish recording each one of the chapters that go into the series. Whereas I have already traveled up my timeline into the future to discover the finished product, which is now informing our speaking, so that this audio series is not only the result of all of the chapters within it, but the chapters are the result of the completed series as well. This series will show you how you can start living your life defined by who you're becoming and not by who you have been in the past. You will learn that you're not only the product of your genes and your upbringing, but that there is an irresistible call from the future that is beckoning to you, and that as you respond to this call, that you grow and emerge into who you were meant to be in this lifetime. You will learn that the world of duality is only a world of appearance, that there's no separation between you and nature, between you and God, between you and the past, and between you and destiny. You will break down this wall of separation that keeps us isolated, alone, and disconnected from life. You will learn of a kind of food, an energetic food that is essential for your subsistence and longevity, and how the clearing and optimal functioning of your chakras is essential to assure a healthy and long life. You will learn about an energy food, a food not ordinarily found in the foods you eat or the supplements you take, but a food that is commonly available to all of us that can sustain you, increase your longevity, and return you to health and wellness. You will learn the shaman's techniques for shifting time and stepping outside of ordinary time into timelessness. This is an essential teaching of the shamans, that we can practice stillness even in the middle of the busiest day, that we can stop time, that we have time, that we're not strapped to time or possessed by time, but that we can live in the timeless now. You will learn how to befriend death. You will learn that on the other side of life, there's only life. And you will learn the great rites of passage that we can use to assist a loved one to make their journey into the mystery beyond. You will learn the practice of recapitulation, of granting permission to die, and how an entire lifetime of pain and suffering can be eased with an I love you and I forgive you on the moments before death. I welcome you in this journey into the world of the shaman, into a world of magic, of mystery, of miracles, of healing, of unlimited possibilities. But ultimately, my hope is to help you discover the shaman within, the journeyer, the explorer, who seeks to experience the diversity of possibilities that we have available to us in this lifetime. As I was traveling through the Andes and the Amazon and through the American Southwest, I heard over and over again how the new shamans, the new caretakers of the earth, would come from the West, how they would be you and I. The Native American peoples have been the keepers of an ancient tradition for communing with nature and with spirit. It is a tradition that they have been the protectors of, but that does not belong to anyone. It is a tradition of stewardship, of caretaking of the earth, of healing ourselves and others, of bringing beauty and joy to our children and our loved ones. It is a tradition that we must take now and carry forward into the 21st century, particularly now that our models of economics, of medicine, of sustainability are all coming under fire and collapsing, and the new paradigms have not yet been born. We can look back to our roots in this continent, to the earliest Americans, to their practices of healing, to their sustainable relationship with the land, with the water, with the earth, to discover the paradigms that will take us healthfully and sustainably beyond the 21st century, to help us create the kind of world that we want our children's children to live in and enjoy. 20 years ago, as I embarked on this journey, I had no idea where it was going to take me. At the beginning, I traveled through mountains and jungles, took notes, shot documentary footage, interviewed medicine people, and eventually became a student of the shamans. I found myself in a very privileged position. My teachers had been told by spirit that the medicine way was to be shared with the West, and that I would be a bridge, a conduit, for the sharing of an ancient body of teaching with the new shamans who would be coming from the West. Spirit always selects us for tasks that are greater than we are, that are greater than we think we are capable of becoming. And in bringing these tasks forth, we find that we discover our own greatness. This is our task today, is to become stewards of the land, stewards of the earth, steward of our children's future. Join me in this task as we create the models of sustainability, as we create the dream that we want to be dreaming into the 21st century and beyond. And as you embrace this sacred task, you will find joy and love and fulfillment and a reconnection with the earth, with our mother, that will sustain you and carry you from now until the end of your days.